11 for McManaman. Kai Whipple tried to get it around. And number 11 for, talk about the 11s, Austin Strahan just had a shot on goal. That one went wide as he was fed a pass. That just happened to find him in the slot. He shoots again, and that one is stuffed as well. And the goalie covers that one for a save.
What kind of like the squirt game before.
Yeah.
Flannery's spending a lot of time in McManaman's end. However, this time Flannery's is putting a lot of pressure. They're getting a couple shots on net. So I don't know if McManaman's going to be able to sustain this too much longer before Flannery scores a goal.
Well, speaking of, here comes McManaman working down out of the zone into the Flannery zone. Carried in there by number 6. That was, I'm not seeing a number name for number 6 there. So unfortunately, I don't have a name for you. Sent down by McManaman towards the Flannery goalie. And that one is going to be played there by number 7 on Flannery, Liam Boyle. Wrapped around by Flannery, picked up there by number 6 on Flannery, Jordan Ozatowski, sent out to center. Puck finally makes its way into the McManaman zone. Tapped along by number 8. And he looks for a pass into the slot. No one there. Picked up by number 3. He rips a shot. Goes wide. Goalie way out of position. Puck loose. Net is off. And that is where we get a stoppage. What a sequence there, John.
Well, Flannery's is putting just a tremendous amount of pressure on McManaman's right now.
They're all over on him right now.
Yeah. Goaltender Blake Tulaski is doing all he can to keep the puck out of the net.
He's doing a great job so
far. So good, yes.
We're a couple minutes into this first period, 9:58 left in the first, and the score is still 0-0. Face-off to the right of Blake Tulaski in the McManaman zone. Kept up in by Flannery. And eventually pushed out. Tried to send it deep. There was number 10, Nicholas McAlpin, but he hit his own teammate. But the puck still finds its way to get down into the zone. Number 15, Horetsky on it. He mishandles it, and it goes to the point. McAlpin with the shot, deflected in front, never made it to the goaltender. Horetsky tried a big hit, kind of fanned, but still was effective. Puck came loose to Flannery. Here comes McAlpin into the zone, quickly taken away by McAlpin and sent on the ice for an icing. We have a lot of action here in the first 4 minutes of the game, John.
It's been back and forth. But like I said before, Flannery's has been dominating the play here so far.
When you get into the 12 and 14-year-old division, play picks up a lot. Finally started letting them hit and not calling it. You saw that with Horetsky trying to lay out a kid and kind of fanned, but still was effective. McManaman controlled the faceoff in their own zone and worked it to center ice. Puck bouncing all over the place. Controlled by Flannery and dumped in by number 6. That is Jordan Ozatowski who dumped that one in. Puck controlled now by McAlpin. They work it into the zone. That's number 5. That is Mitchell Rowland. He has a shot. That goes wide. Picked up now by Flannery, and they're skating full out all the way down the ice. Nice little hip check there to slow up the defender. That was clean. Puck now in the McManaman zone. Carried out now by number 10. That is Landon Horetsky. Vinny breakaways. Beautiful defensive play there by number 13, Noah Zaletsky on Flannery, as number 19 for McManaman, Gavin Tetreault, had a breakaway.
Good defense so far on Flannery's side of the rink. Flannery's still dominating.
Very much dominating the time of possession. As it's down in their corner, circled around. Picked up there and sent back down by a McManaman player there, all over them in their zone right now. Flannery has it now. They go behind their own goal, look to clear the zone, send it up, and get it past the blue line. Out to center ice now. McManaman really working it towards the center of the slot. That hit a couple sticks and stopped dead in its tracks for Horetsky to pick it up and bring it into the McKelpin or McManaman zone. Sorry. Wrapped around behind the goal, picked up there by number 11. That's Austin Strahan. He's trying to work to the front of the net, cannot. Kept in the zone by number 7, Liam Boyle. Great defensive play there to keep the pressure on McManaman as Flannery is really hunting for this first goal of the game. Now McManaman with the breakout to center ice. Nothing more comes of that one as Flannery takes control of it. Number 10, Nicholas McKelpin, goes behind his net and passes it out to number 16, Seth Schumacher, and it is taken away by McManaman. Now we have a... McManaman's trying to work it deep in the zone. We're going to have an offsides here, and we are going to step away from the WLEW Sports Network.
From Grav, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brandon and Sam.
Chevy has extended truck month into March, and Grav is doubling the value of your trade up to $4,000.
Wow, $4,000? What can I do with that? Can I get a new PlayStation?
You could probably buy 10 with that, Sam.
Really? 10 of them?
Or you could use your trade to lease a Silverado Z71 double cab 4x4 for only $180 a month.
Can I buy a drone?
Yep, you could buy a bunch of them too. But I have a better idea. How about you use it to lease a Chevy Equinox LT for 24 months?
Well, what's the payment?
There isn't one, Sam. Your $4,000 trade covers it for 24 months.
What about golf balls? Can I buy golf balls?
Sure, Sam. Probably a couple of rounds worth for you. Or you could lease a Chevy Cruze with no payments, just using your $4,000 trade.
So what if I want to buy 5 PlayStations and 2 drones? How many golf balls can I buy?
Probably just enough for 9 holes.
Double your trade up to $4,000 all month long at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on GM EPP pricing with loyalty, 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease.
Pure Water Conditioning, located in Bad Axe, carries a water softener for every budget. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis, or a whole house water filtration system, we can help. Our products are high efficiency and made in America. No salt contract required and no hidden fees. No need to wait for your tax return. We offer financing. Call Pure Water Conditioning in Bad Axe at 989-623-0094 for a free in-office water test and to find out how you can save with a water softener from Pure Water Conditioning. That's 989-623-0094. Pure Water Conditioning, your Hague Water Softener dealer.
Back to the action here at the Huron County Expo Center. As the Huron County Silver Blade Tournament still going on, we have the Bantam Division now. 0-0 between Flannery Auto and McManaman Orthopedics. Puck out at center ice, controlled by Flannery, and going to be carried in here. Quickly sent back out by McManaman, though. Carried here by number 10, Landon Horetsky. A couple sticks knocked that puck loose, and it's controlled by Flannery, sending it back into the zone. Shot from number 3 on Flannery. That was Nolan Van Erp. That was deflected wide of the net. A couple bodies come together and hold that stick in the half boards right before the blue line. Flannery Auto trying to keep it in the zone. McManaman trying to get it out. As Flannery gets it out to center ice, puck goes into the bench, and we're going to have a stoppage here.
Other than a couple good scoring chances early on for Flannery's, there really hasn't been, nobody's really mounted a scoring charge in the last 5-6 minutes of this hockey game. So it's just kind of been back and forth. Nobody's really been able to hold ground in their end of the ice.
We'll see how it goes here. With 5:50 left in the first period, McManaman working left to right across your radio. Flannery goes down into their zone behind the goalie to pick it up. That's number 10, that's McKelpin again. Throws it off the half boards, but it gets intercepted by Geiger. He tries to take a shot, nothing comes of it, and here comes Flannery out of the zone. Number 2 for McManaman, that's Kate Clancy. She gets it out of her zone fast and up to her teammates. Puck goes on net somehow, and we're gonna have a faceoff to the left of Flannery's goaltender. John, you've seen that a lot now from number 10, McManaman, going behind the net as soon as he gets the puck anywhere around that circle. You think that's going to come back to bite him here?
No, not really. I think they're just waiting for passing opportunities to open up. That's all.
Ooh, a big hit there down in the corner. That was number 10, McManaman, and number 5, Mitchell Rowland.